Welcome to the motherfucking Midnight Horror Show, my bitches and bros. I'm Dr. D.
What the hell was that? The weirdest fucking beginning I think you've ever done. Didn't make any sense. Why did you do it like that?
I don't know.
Where did that come from? What inspired you to do such a thing?
That's where the fucking muse led me, my friend.
The muse? The band? Muse. Like the band The Muse?
Whatever. The muse led me there.
Ooh, welcome to the Midnight Horror Show. I'm Danny.
I'm Dr. D.
And our other hosts have got segments on here, too.
And they'll be plugged in at my convenience as I'm editing.
Yeah, when you're crazy like that. But we'll have internet in our studio by, let's see, what episode is this, 2?
This is 2. And
so
then
like
we'll...
by 4 or 5.
Perfect.
Whatever. I know, that is perfect.
That's perfect.
Parfait.
All right.
Parfait.
What's up, everyone?
What's
what do we
up,
got?
People?
We got anything for tonight? We've got some news and stuff. I know that.
I think we do. I think you
some
have
creepy
the...
nightmares and I don't know. Maybe that's the next episode.
That
I don't
be
even
the
know.
Next episode.
Who knows?
We'll just see where it all lands.
Who knows? That might be the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have some old segments returning.
We do?
We do. Even though Frey said that we shouldn't do segments because we suck at them, which we do. There were a couple that we always did.
Right.
So we have This Week in Horror.
Yeah.
We actually have This Week in Horror again.
We do.
May 5th to the 11th.
All right.
On the 5th, birthday, 1940. Born in 1940. Jesus Christ, Lance Henriksen.
Tomorrow is Evil Nate's birthday.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, Evil Nate. Evil Nate, I was just talking to...
Your birthday will have passed by the time you hear this, so hope you had a great one.
It will? You're not going to get it up to when?
His birthday's tomorrow. I'm not
tomorrow. Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Nate. That's awesome. Awesome. So he needs to be on here then. With tomorrow, which is the 9th. Well, we haven't gotten to the 9th yet.
Okay.
We're at the 6th. George Clooney. George Clooney counts. He's in From Dusk Till Dawn. He's in The Return to Horror High.
Because he is
a
vampire.
Wait. Yeah.
George Clooney is a vampire.
Is he in Return to Horror High? I think so. And he was in Attack of the Killer Tomatoes or whatever.
Yeah.
Return of the Killer, whatever it is.
Yeah, he is a horrific creature.
Oh, yeah, sure. And let's see here. The 7th, Carrie Hinn. You know who Carrie Hinn is?
No, I do not.
I think she's that little chick from Aliens. You know Newt, the little girl that really couldn't act?
Yeah.
She didn't really have to. She said like a couple lines and screamed a bunch.
Right.
So it was all right. Her, she was born in 76. She's older than we are.
Wow.
Wow.
She's getting close to 40.
And then how do you...
Knocking on the door.
You know these movies. What's his name? Ruggero Deodato? Is that how you
Ruggero
say it?
Ruggero Deodato.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Isn't he Bracken's boy?
What? Yeah, isn't that the guy that did Cannibal Holocaust?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
Right.
And then the 7th also, that's when, whatchamacallit, Ray Harryhausen, right? That's how you say his name too, right?
Sure.
He just passed away. He's the one that did all the, you know, the old movies, right?
Yeah.
Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, Jason and the Argonauts.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Which is interesting because he first encountered that, like, as a young person. Traditional animation, and then he mastered like stop frame animation, and now he's inspired like the CG animation people.
Did you pull all this from Mike Bracken's Most Excellent Obituary? Did you?
I'll kill you.
I'm just saying, did you?
I'll kill you.
Just answer me, did you?
I might have.
All right, on to the 8th. Betsy Baker, 1955. Wow. Dracula, 55th anniversary.
Hell yeah.
Is it a hell yeah for that?
Hell
here's
yeah
one
for
make
the count.
You feel old. The Tommyknockers on the 9th, 20-year anniversary.
Damn.
And Evil Nate's birthday.
Happy
right?
birthday,
the 9th?
Man. Yep.
He got to go like to a baseball game for his birthday, right? See the
I don't
pictures
know.
They were
That's
posted
cool.
all online? Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was cool.
Cool.
Nothing on the 10th. And then the 11th, Jeffrey Donovan.
Jeffrey Donovan?
Jeffrey Donovan.
What did he do?
I can see. I couldn't even. Fuck. I failed. I went for the like, you know, the pole vault and just went.
You don't know who he is either.
No, I was gonna try to say your mother, and I just blew it out like a fucking horse right out of my nostrils. I was like,
you blew my mother out of your nostrils.
Yeah, I blew your mother out of my nostrils. Jeffrey Donovan blew your mother out of his nostrils too.
Wow.
Speaking of Jeffreys.
She's how been about, in some noses.
How about, speaking of Jeff, Slayer. Spider bite.
Oh, hell. It was not a spider bite.
It wasn't a spider bite?
No.
What
they,
was it?
They think that, he did. He had a spider bite 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it had like a, you know, necrotic whatever
tissue?
On his arm. Yeah. But they think the reason that he was susceptible to the necrosis is because he already had a liver deficiency. And really? that's what caused it to, you know, do what it did.
Damn, man. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. What was it, like 48 or 49 or something?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
That's crazy.
It sucks. It's fucking
it
shitty.
It does suck.
All right. Well, enough about it. Enough about him. That's sad. Let's move on. Something else. Well, let's. All right. We already did Harryhausen. And
did we talk
this
about
week in horror? We
what's his name? Did we tell about what's his name getting arrested today?
Who got arrested today?
Or yesterday? I mean,
who?
The dude from As I Lay Dying.
Oh my God! Yeah, the Christian metal band dude tried to put a hit out on his wife.
What's his name?
Tim Lambesis.
Lambesis. Something. I don't know.
I don't know. Commandment Breaker. Tim Commandment Breaker Lambesis from As I Lay Dying. Tried to hire an undercover cop. Well, obviously, you didn't know he was an undercover cop. But tried to hire him to kill his soon-to-be ex-wife.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pretty stupid.
Well, you know, that way he wouldn't have done it himself.
True.
I guess. Ugh,
yeah. Well, how about those women? Those three
The women in Cleveland or whatever?
Yeah.
That is the most fucked up thing ever.
That is some pretty
and you know
fucked
that,
up shit.
That guy that owned the place there, that was taking all the girls, he used to be a bus driver.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is that an important fact that we need to know? Is that
you
why he did this?
You never know what's in somebody's head when you think there's someone who can be trusted, is all I'm saying.
Who are you kidding? I sit here for almost 60 minutes once a week with someone that could fucking potentially go nuts. Who knows what you're capable of, you crazy retard? You're out of control.
Okay. What were we talking about?
we were just talking.
Tim Lambesis.
Yeah, from... then we moved on and we were talking about the three chicks that got captured 10 yes. years ago. It's not funny. I don't know why you're laughing about that. It's really fucked up. Why are you laughing about that?
I'm laughing about the Negro that called the dispatcher.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Massa Dark, can you knock it off? What the hell, man? Could you just
the African American gentleman, you know, the homeboy who called the police and they didn't believe him. They're like, "Yeah, we'll send a car around," click, and hung up on him. I mean, that's fucked up. They're
I'm sure that cop is the type
line.
That would use the N-word like you just did as well.
I didn't use the N-word.
No, you didn't.
I used the other N-word.
the other
I used the alternate N-word.
Alternate N-word.
Yep.
You're an idiot. So, all right, what about it? Why are you so enthralled with that part of the story?
What, that he was a bus driver?
You've moved on since then. Now you're talking about some black guy.
Oh, I just thought that the 911 person was profiling and not taking it seriously. I mean, how many times does someone actually take a call that's like, "I've been kidnapped. I need the police down here"?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, never. I mean, because shit like that never happens. And then the guy, the black guy that was telling the story is like, "Well, if I'd known what was going on in there, I would not have called the police. Me and my boys would have taken care of this, and they'd have just been bringing white bags out here."
Who are you talking about? Well, I didn't see this guy on the news.
I'm serious, dude.
The only black guy I saw in the news was the guy that found them.
Yes, that's him.
That dude was crazy. He was all like, "Man, yeah, those cops came rolling up in here 30, 40 deep." He's like,
"Yeah, but
like,
then he
they're
got
like, when did you realize that something was wrong?" And he's
yeah,
like,
then he got
"Man,
him like,
I realized something was wrong when a pretty little white girl came running up to a black man." That's the guy I saw.
She didn't come running up. She was knocking at the inside of the door and trying to kick it out, and like he hears it, and she's like, help me break the door down. So he goes over there and like kicks the shit out of the door and busts it open, and she crawls out and drags her baby out. Do you need your fucking CPAP machine over there?
Drags her baby out, what?
Yeah, she drags her kid out. The kidnapper fucked her, and they have a baby together.
Oh, I'm glad I quit following that story, man. What in the hell? I feel like this is like a Jack Ketchum novel.
Isn't that gross?
Yeesh. Let's get on out of there. Hey, did you hear about...
And they said there were as many as four in there at one time.
You just want to stay on this, don't you? Just
no, I'm done
off.
Now.
Hey, Cabin Fever, Patient Zero. Did you hear about this?
I did.
It's Sean Astin?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
I don't know.
I'll watch it.
I'd watch it, but I think it's probably going to be a piece of shit.
So it was Cabin Fever 2, but it was an awesome piece of shit. It was a great piece of shit.
Okay.
A very nasty piece of shit.
It was a great shit. It was a perfect shit that doesn't even need a wipe.
So what's this BBC's In the Flesh? Because it's coming to America.
Yeah.
It's like a three-night premiere, Thursday, June 6th.
The BBC is bringing it over.
Yeah, I said all that. What is in the flesh? I don't know what it is.
It's a show where this kid dies, and after he dies, something happens, and a bunch of zombies come back up out of the ground, and they basically send them to rehab, and, you know, they're not the crazy flesh eaters. They send them to rehab, like, teach them how to function in society again, and then send them home. So people have these zombies living in their houses.
Kind of like Fido.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, what the hell?
I don't know.
I didn't know anything about this.
Yep, and that's going to be competing with Dexter.
How did I not know about this show?
I don't know.
I'm a moron. I watch the BBC. I watch Doctor
BBC
Who.
BBC America. Yeah, exactly. Doctor Who's on there.
Yeah, so I've never seen anything for In the Flesh. Wow, unless I just fast forward through all the commercials, which I normally do, could be the case. I hear about I Spit on Your Grave too.
Right. Yeah, that's a
bloody the same girl's gonna get raped again.
That's a bloody disgusting exclusive right there about what the story's about. Yeah, the chick goes to New York, gets an apartment. She's gonna be a photographer, she's gonna be a model, and she's at a photo shoot, and they fucking abduct her and rape her and send her to a foreign country as like a sex slave.
What are the chances that the same fucking girl gets raped in this horrible way twice in her life? That's really bad luck.
Amy Schumer the other night was saying that everybody's been raped a little bit.
Now, Amy Schumer's been raped a lot.
She's like, yeah, you just wake up the next morning and be like, I think I got raped last night.
Yeah, I don't know. They're doing a lot of, they're going backwards now, even further back. Have you seen all these old school horror movies they're going to be remaking and remade?
Like what?
Like The Brain Eaters, The Undead.
Oh, wow.
Day the World Ended.
Mm-hmm.
She Creature. Runaway Daughters, Girls in Prison, Viking Women. It's working for you yet?
What about
this one? Will really
the town here. That dreaded sundown?
Hold on, this one's gonna really top you off. Teenage Caveman. Does that do something for you there?
Yeah, absolutely. Right, cool, but I don't know anything about any of those.
Did you get lost in what you were trying to talk
about?
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know. You brought up somebody.
The town that dreaded sundown.
Yeah, what about the town that dreaded sundown?
Well, it's kind of a crazy principle. It feels kind of a little bit like My Bloody Valentine, because they're saying that, oh, the original killer came back. Well, the killings happened in like 1946, so dude is up in his 90s right now.
Yeah, are we talking about the old?
Or like in his 70s.
Are we talking about the old, the town that dreaded sundown? What are you talking
about? Yeah, they're remaking The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
Are they really? I didn't know.
Yeah, and the premise is that the killer has come back after all these years, but it's been like 70-some years ago, so he's probably like a 90-year-old man.
Whatever, they'll change it up. They're not going to make it like that. They're not going to have a 90-year-old man run around. Who the hell is going to watch that shit?
Can you imagine a 90-year-old man killer?
Yes, I could, and it's horrible. It's a horrible image. I don't want to think about it anymore. Let's move on.
Yeah, like raising a parent with fucking Alzheimer's. They forget who you are, and they come in and stab you.
Yeah, that's... Yikes.
That's rough, isn't it?
It is pretty rough, dude. See, you threw me off. I thought there was another
one.
My bad. I can't remember.
My bad.
All right, move on.
You move on.
All right, hey, Tate Taylor. You know who Tate Taylor is?
I don't.
Yeah, neither do
sounds
I.
Sounds like a stripper.
Shows how much we know about anything.
It sounds like a stripper, though.
A stripper at one of your clubs. Tate Taylor's picked up the screen rights to Stephen King's Joyland. New novel that's going to be released on June 4th.
Oh, cool.
I didn't even know he was doing Joyland. I was hoping to get the sequel to The Shining.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, where now Danny's grown up and works in like a retirement home or something. He's like hospice. I think that's what it was. Something like that. I read that somewhere.
Some crazy shit.
But anyways, I wonder what the hell Joyland is. It freaks me out since Christmas Land is what's going on in his son's novel right now, the new one, Nosferatu. I'm like halfway through it now.
You're only halfway through that thing?
Yeah.
It feels like you've been reading it for like a month and telling me about it.
No, it's like 18 hours. So I, you know, get a couple hours going to work and a couple hours coming home. And, I mean, not to take away from Joe Hill's writing because it's a great book, but I'm saying you have to listen to it with that Kate Mulgrew or whatever her name is from Star Trek, whatever it is. She's awesome at it. She, like, really adds to the book. Fuck you. Fuck you, I know you don't care, but someone out there listens to audiobooks and it's really fucking
why
worth
are you
listening
saying
to.
Fuck
it's a,
you.
It's a really good book.
What are you
but because of Christmas
about?
Land, it makes me freak out about Stephen King's Joyland. Because I really won't look at Christmas the same. Christmas or Christmas music or any of that. It's
really
it's fucked up for me. Now.
Really?
Yeah. Nosferatu did it.
Really.
Theatrical releases coming up. Do we have any?
Like what?
May 10th. Aftershock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's written by Eli Roth.
Oh wow.
Oh, wow. Do you care? Do you even really care?
Tell me more about it.
You care more about something like this, a DVD release, May 7th, which was, hey, it's tomorrow, right? It's today.
No, it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it already came
Tuesday.
Out. Oh, you can go get Mama. Mama.
Mama.
It's up your alley, I think. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I just killed a man.
And some music for you also that came out.
Uh-huh.
Sodom's epitome of torture. It's up your alley, right? What are you doing? What are you making all that retarded noise for?
I'm playing my metal.
That's not good metal.
Yeah, it was.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
All right, it's good metal. Sure. All right, you got anything else?
You have the script, sir.
There's no script.
There is
a script.
That was
a couple. That's my notes, right? These are my notes.
You don't.
They were professionally gathered. Right, your notes are scattered. Yeah, but I have professionally gathered. You have scattered, but you have a good scattered one right here in the Jamestown one. I don't know why we haven't talked about this. I wish we would have heard about it last week and we would have talked about it.
Yeah. So apparently there have been some journal entries that they found that referenced,
but they found these a long time ago, right?
Yes, but they thought that they had been faked to like a fake Captain Smith's journal had been written, you know, by someone who wanted to discredit the Virginia colony business.
Yeah, sure. Keep going.
The Virginia company. So they thought maybe the tales of cannibalism were all lies. But then they found this girl whose head had been hacked and her arms had been hacked and she'd clearly been eaten. So
that's crazy.
It is. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, it completely changes everything we've kind of thought about what the starving time really meant at Jamestown.
Sorry, I couldn't see the hockey score. The score's
0-0.
All right, let's keep going then. Let's keep going. It's distracting me. I don't want to think that it's going on behind me. Let's just keep going.
Can you believe they hacked this girl up? They think she was like 14 years old.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. It's awesome. I'm so glad because I always wanted the Lost Colony story to be really cool
like,
and
eat
creepy.
The kids. Yeah.
Yeah, and now this and one's cool.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they probably just went off with the Indians. Or, oh, they probably just, you know, died off.
Yeah, but
or,
this one's badass. They were hacking people up and eating them and shit.
Yeah.
And didn't one of the diary entries say something like, and it was like John Smith's diary. And he's like, you know, a man killed his pregnant wife and powdered her and then ate her. And then I swear to God, it says in there something like, I'm not quite sure how best to cook her, like broiled, boiled, or something else. And I'm like, would you really question that? Like, if you were like, hey, man, I heard somebody ate their wife the other night. I wonder if she would taste better with lemon sauce or maybe some A1. I mean, would you say that? I wouldn't say that.
No.
So what the hell's wrong with John Smith?
I can't imagine doing it.
Doing what? Eating somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, I could, man.
I'm
totally.
Sure you probably could.
Dude, if you just like breaded it up, right, and then deep fried it and dip it in ranch, I mean, you can eat anything dipped in ranch as long as it's deep fried. I'm serious. What can't you? Rattlesnake? I mean, you can eat that. You can eat, I mean,
yeah,
anything.
I tried that. It was kind of fishy tasting.
Octopus, ugh. Anything. Anything you put in a deep fryer.
Maybe I ate some alligator, too.
You could eat alligator, frog legs. You can just, anything. Anything in ranch dressing tastes fucking awesome.
You can eat fucking mountain oysters?
Yeah, no. No. Can't catch me there. I live in the South, you dumb son of a bitch. I know all those stupid redneck things you guys do.
Someone I know used to say, listen to this.
Hey, big there, Dr. Darkmire.
Somebody I know used to say,
such a bumpkin.
I'm hungry enough to eat a mule's dick fried in tar.
Who used to say that? You? A year ago?
No.
Yeah, no, I think you did. No, I swear I remember that coming out of your mouth one time.
It was El Padre.
No, it was you.
It was El Padre.
El Padre?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
That was my dad.
Oh, shit. I should have taken Spanish instead of all that French.
It was Ma Pel.
Yes.
Mm. Pedro.
Bezetu. Too.
Pedro Martinez.
Move on, you Sheehan.
I don't even know what we were talking about. Oh, it's fried things and eating stuff. How the fuck did we get into eating stuff?
We're talking about eating humans, you dumb son of a bitch.
Oh,
Jamestown. We're trying to
cannibalism.
And I'm telling you that you can eat anything dipped in ranch. So you can take human, fry it up, and eat it in ranch. And I'm sure it tastes really good.
What if you got down to, like, you had to eat the butthole?
I'm not. Well, see, only you would think about eating the butthole. I mean, you don't eat everything on a fucking cow, do you dumb son of a bitch? You throw that shit away. So I'm not going to eat everything on the human. Oh, look at the asshole. Let me go dip it in some cranberry sauce. It's a fucking delicacy.
Would you eat pussy lips? Would you eat fried pussy lips?
I don't know.
You would.
and ranch?
You would, yeah.
I'm sure all that stuff dries up and rots away first. You're not going to eat them alive, man. Listen to me. I'm not talking about eating anyone alive. I'm talking about waiting until they die. I'm not going to kill them to eat them. I'll wait until they die. I'll try to outlast them. I'm not going to kill anyone or eat them alive. I'll wait until they're dead for a little while. Right before they get nasty.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm not going to eat all of it. I'm just going to like cut some skin off and like eat some jerky.
You're definitely not going to eat the anything in the urogenital region.
I'm going to take like the arms and legs and I'm going to like peel the skin off, right? And then I'm going to like fry it up,
dude,
and like some salt and like.
Let me know when the investigators leave and it's safe to come back over here.
Why is anyone going to investigate? I'm just telling you what I'd have to do in that situation. If I'm going to have to eat human, I want it to taste good. That's why that guy powdered his wife up.
Sounds like a lot of trouble, though.
Why?
To make it into a powder?
Make what into a... What are you making into a powder?
I don't know how you'd even go about making a person into a powder.
I don't think... I didn't think it meant that. I thought it meant he powdered her. He put some sugar and powdered her up with some sugar and ate her.
He powdered her pussy, like, with talcum powder?
We're talking about cannibalism here, right? You know what? I guess it really is time to talk about your Dr. Dark's porn review.
Then you might as well eat the pussy.
Somebody is... other hosts.
Monster Mark is going to send me...
No, other hosts have too. Zimmerman as well.
Zimmerman's got something for me?
Zimmerman has some for you. God, I had the list at work and I left it there. It's like Garacula. It's not like one you're going to watch?
Not really, but we'll see.
No, there's some good ones. God, what were the other two? That's going to fucking piss me off. There's some really good ones. Zimmerman had good ones for you. But what's the one Mark has?
I forget what the one Mark had.
Well, then what the fuck?
He was just damned and determined to try to download it in the hotel he was at yesterday, apparently, and it kept cutting out on him. So I was like, dude, you totally have to disclose when you recommend a movie and send me the movie file whether or not you masturbated while you watched it. I mean, it's only fair for everyone to know.
And then you're going to watch it?
Probably not if they say yes.
Well, no, dude, you have to... No, if it's recommended... No, wait a minute now. If you're making them do that, then you have to watch the movie. That's like
I'm
the agreement you
just I'm not
making
them masturbate to it.
No. You're making them answer the question.
I'd appreciate it if they wouldn't.
No, you're making them answer the question. Therefore, you have to watch the movie. Because it's not like
Even
we don't
if they
all
say
know...
yes?
Dude, we all know that you're going to do it to every single one we give you. So shut up.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, don't act like that. We know better.
I'm not going to do it.
Dude, you could beat off to a spider eating a fly in the corner of your fucking living room while you sit in the Lazy Boy. Just peel your left sock right off after a sweaty, nasty day, slide it down, and just go to town.
That's disgusting.
And you wonder why you have athlete's foot all the time.
Why? Does that mean I have some disease in my semen?
No, in case you go to the doctor, you're going to be like, is this athlete's foot? They'll be like, no.
It's cum foot.
It's cum foot.
You have cum foot
you have
disease.
Cum foot disease.
You have foot and cock disease.
That's what you have. So, all right, you're going to watch this? He's going to send
what?
It to you? Anything that anyone sends to you, you're going to watch this?
I'll watch it, but they have to answer that question.
So, you know, I think Brett Undead has a really good idea to start the Thunderdome back up.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, fuck you. It's a good idea.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Are you his agent?
No, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to wait till he gets it ready to go. He's got a really cool segment he's going to be doing, too. I don't know if he'll have it in time for this episode or next.
He said he might have to just call in for this one, but
it's cool.
He'd better do it, like, in the next day or two.
It's going to be a good segment. It'll get on an episode one way or another. Somehow.
Not if I don't have it at press time.
Shut your fucking mouth. There's no such thing as press time.
At press time.
You want to get punched?
It's going to
get punched. You
want to
get punched? Do you want
to
get punched?
Ouch, damn it.
I asked you.
No, I don't want to get punched
anymore.
Well,
it's too late to answer now. And shut your mouth.
Go into the presses.
All right, so you know what else we're going to do?
What?
I don't know. I don't know what else we're going to do.
What should we do?
I don't know. I don't know what else we're going to do. We're waiting for Monster Mark and Zimmerman
Monster
to come in here and
save
us.
Monster Mark.
And Webula. We shouldn't have saved the dreams till next episode. What's wrong with us?
We are saving that until the next episode.
That's the problem with this episode.
What, we're done with everything right now?
We're always done with everything, aren't we?
No.
Hey, how about that game that we were playing on the iPod? That was pretty sweet. Slender's Forest, whatever it was.
Yes.
I don't know, that was pretty cool. Is it worth checking out, you think?
It is, but it's kind of confusing as to how to walk around and shit. I was like looking at the
ground.
Yeah,
but you don't even know how to play Tetris. You're really horrible at video games. Your opinion doesn't matter. If anyone knew, someone's got to have a really good iPod like horror game that I can play. Played through all the point click games like Myst and all that
stuff. There's like a Slender trivia game too.
Yeah, I've played through all that stuff, and I've
played Slender Trivia.
No, I didn't play that one. I'm just bullshitting you.
It sounds weird. That's a weird name.
What, Slender Trivia?
Yeah.
Dude, just keep talking. Go find something to talk about so I can look at the hockey game.
Okay. Well, at some point, I think that we should talk about the little skeleton that was found with the mutated skull. The mutated skull is just crazy. I mean, it looks like a giant alien head, but they're actually saying that this person lived for 6 or 7 years with this giant mutated alien skull, but yet they were only 6 inches tall. I just can't imagine a 6 or 7 year old that is only 6 inches tall. I mean, that's like shorter than my water bottle sitting here on the table.
That's fucking weird. So what?
Can you imagine something, you know, being born that was only 6 inches long and it never got any bigger for 6 or 7 years?
I just can't imagine that, man. That's
and it has a giant head.
It's weird. It's a hydrocephalic.
Is that what that means?
No, it just means it's got water on the brain, and usually that would make their head puffier.
Yeah, it's like elongated. Like, it's not round, like a round head. It's like, you know, giant forehead.
Like a cone big head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hydrocephalic. But if it's water on the brain, I don't know if that's what it is. But yeah, that they look like that if they have that.
Oh, okay, well, whatever, but it's not pleasant.
No, I'm sure it's not pleasant. It's not pleasant to be 6 inches tall for 8 years. It's horrible.
I just can't even imagine.
No, it's really creepy. I don't want to think about it. It's like a creepy little doll.
Like a little 6-inch tall thing walking around. I mean, like the Indian. Can you imagine that?
It's the Indian in the cupboard.
You have to put a little thimble down for it to pee and poop in.
You're not concerned with any other aspect of taking care of the Indian in the cupboard. You just want to know where he's going to shit, piss, and if you're going to see his little fucking 6-inch dick.
He's only 6 inches tall, so if it's 6 inches long, I mean, he doubles in size.
Well, ants double carry their weight, right? Or double.
Not in dick. I don't think ants have big giant hogs like that.
Excuse me. I don't know. I don't really care. Talking about ant anatomy anymore. Sick motherfucker.
Okay.
I don't know. What else is there going on to talk about?
I haven't a clue.
Of course you don't. Why would I ask you? I'm banking that everyone else has something good to contribute to the show this week. Because we shot ours off in 10 minutes and we were done.
I was trying to fart over here.
I'm sure you were. I'm sure you're trying to do all kinds of nasty things like that. You usually are.
Well, I'm not, you know, flapping my legs together this week.
I don't know. We should just end this episode early and hope that that they add to it so we can just go ahead and do the nightmares.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they will come through with something.
All right. Well, then let's bank on them because okay. They're great hosts.
They are.
And let's move on to the next episode since we have to do two this week because Dr. Dark's going to be disappearing for a week.
Dr. Dark has to go away for a little while.
Yeah, all right. So let's do that. Let's move on.
Okay.
All right, if anyone wants to contact us, it's midnighthorrorshow@yahoo.com. Go rate us on iTunes.
Yes, and
help us out.
Call us and leave a message at 206-203-4556.
Yes, we do that. And go check us out on Facebook. We have a
group. Most of our conversation is going to be focused in Facebook.
In the group, right? Not the community. It's in the group.
Who knows? You need to delete one of those. Yeah, I know. You're nuts.
I'm an idiot. You can handle the Facebook stuff from now on. I don't like the Facebook shit.
We just need to close one of them. Just post, like, please check us out over here.
Just keep the group open, because I think that's where everything's going on anyways, is in the group.
It is. The 20-some people that liked us have just been sitting there not saying anything.
The group is happening.
The group is the place to be.
All right, cool. So we'll catch you guys on next episode.
We'll catch you in the group.
On episode 3. All right. You're not going to say bye or anything, you bitch.
Bye.
Be nice. Say goodbye.
See you later.
Bon voyage.
Bonne nuit, maman. What are you snapping at
me for,
you son of a bitch?
I don't know why I'm snapping. So I got a little LaFonda in me. I was like, bitch, please.
Bitch, please.
Get the episode together.
Please, get it together.
What's up? It's the Midnight Horror Show.
The Midnight Horror Show, episode number 030.
I'm Danny.
I'm the Doc. Dr. D.
Somewhere on here, you'll probably hear most of the other hosts, or maybe not, but those are Zimmerman, Monster Mark, Undead, and Webula. Where the fuck is Webula? That's a good... Where the hell is Webula?
Yeah, exactly.
Why is he disappearing like this?
I don't know. He drops the P word once. I wonder if his car was bugged and when he got home.
He dropped it. He dropped the word. I'm not kidding you.
He's like, how dare you use such filthy, vulgar language to talk about this hole?
Man, I don't know, but he's done. He doesn't even want... We're gonna have to force him. We're gonna have to force him back on the show. He's just being a scaredy cat. I don't know what his problem is.
Yeah, I don't
know. We need a segment. We need a Where the Hell is Webby segment.
Yeah, that would be much appreciated.
Yeah, and I'm ready for Thunderdome to start.
You don't
even
have to talk to us. You could just plop it in my email.
Why did you say it like that?
Plop it in my email?
Yeah, you were like, you can just plop it in my email.
You can plop it in my asshole. I'm joking, dude. Why do you look so fucking shocked?
You're so fucking disgusting. I hate you. God, I'm so sorry that he's so fucking weird. Dr. Dark, God, you need to go watch some horror porn. You need to release some of your energy. You're out of control here lately.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Release some of your energy.
Why am I so out of control? What else have I done that's out of control?
It's no different than how you normally are, I guess. You're always like this, right?
Yeah.
You're always a crazy son of a bitch.
I am, for the most part.
Do we have any extra news that we didn't cover? We already did This Week in Horror, even though this is a whole different week.
This is a whole different week?
We already explained it. Dr. Dark disappeared.
You know what's going on.
Dr. Dark disappeared.
I had to go away for a while.
He's back from the beach by this point, but not really. But kind of. Isn't that weird to think about?
Yeah, you're by the time the people hear this, I will be back, probably, yeah.
That's weird.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And then we'll immediately record another show and go from there.
No, will we?
Well,
All right, what's the news? What's going on?
We had Bates Motel.
Are you keeping up with this?
I am. I love that show. It's actually very sexually charged.
Then you should watch.
Norma's kind of slutty, and the cop was fucking her, and she's just. There's some other girls that he goes to school with.
Are you okay over there? Why are you talking like this? You're like Ben Stein of the podcast over here. You're like, she fucked the cop, the cop that came to the house, and then she And then they shot the cop.
Yep.
And then the guy in room number 9, he came
He's
upstairs.
He's really pissed at her.
And he showed his balls. And Dr. Dark obliged and licked them. He said, man, it's like saltwater taffy in my mouth.
That's disgusting.
It is. Why would you do such a thing?
I surely did not
Foul
do
fucking
that.
Beast.
I didn't do that.
All right.
I sure didn't. What?
Since you're all into the sexual shit and blah, 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 why aren't you watching Eli Roth's Hemlock Grove on Netflix?
Is it like
that? I hear
that?
It's just like a giant porno. I haven't watched it, but I hear it's
like
a giant
True
porno.
Blood?
Like True Blood was. But True Blood was like a sped up porno. It looked retarded. I'm sorry. True Blood and all the fast fucking is weird looking to me. I think it's retarded. It's absolutely retarded.
Are they blurred?
I don't know why we're talking about such an outdated show. No, it's fast. It's if you were to, where everything speeds up, where they're cleaning up a room or something. Well, that's how they have sex on True Blood. Or they did. I mean, I never watched past the first couple episodes of season one. I've heard rumors, floating around that there was an egg and a fairy godmother and some all kinds of other fucking weird shit. So I'm glad I never stayed on board for that.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's a good show for the people that watch it, but it's just not for me.
Are we back to the Eli Roth show?
Hemlock Grove.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all porno. It's up your alley.
It may be, but the premise is that they found a body.
This is the premise or the episode that you're choosing to talk about?
This is the premise of the overall show, that they found this body in a suburban Pennsylvania steel town, and then people start being killed.
Oh, so it's a murder mystery?
Yeah.
Ooh. It's kind of scary.
It's kind of, it's...
Ugh. Now, often I have to do that to make fun of you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come.
You're going to have to come.
I'm going to have to cut a ton of this out.
It's sad how often you mistake your words and say stuff like cum and dick and cock and buttholes and plopping your dick in a butthole. I think it was Webula's butthole, to be precise.
No.
Oh, I thought it was...
There, nothing of the sort will happen.
Yeah, where do you move on from there? Plopping your balls in someone's butt.
Is this a good time to talk about dreams?
Do you have something to admit to?
No.
It's not really dreams that are... Well, I guess dreams. Dreams don't really apply for horror, right? I mean, have you ever had a horrific dream? I mean, usually it's nightmares. You don't have a dream that's horrific.
I had a dream the other day that, someone was chasing me and... they'd gotten in my house and shit, and they were chasing me all around the house. It was pretty terrifying.
They were chasing you for what? Who was chasing you?
I don't know. I
you never even saw them?
they were like men in suits kind of thing. They were just chasing me up and down and around my house.
They're called
and
Chippendales. It's because you...
Excuse me. They were giving that's not my name. I don't know who you're referring to. You're speaking to the character here, not the real person.
Those are called Chippendales, Dr. Dark.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what Chippendales are?
Like Chippendale and the Rescue Rangers?
Yeah. They're in suits and they're coming to get you.
They heard these little chipmunks?
They've heard you've been out in their woods fucking animals and they're disappointed. They're here to rescue their
what did they hear
their
that
innocence
I banged?
That you stole. I don't know. Skunks, badgers. I hear you like the good
the honey
woodpecker.
Honey badger don't give a shit.
I've heard you prefer the occasional woodpecker here and there.
A woodpecker and a kitchen dick.
A kitchen dick. What's a kitchen dick?
It's another little bird.
Is it really?
Yeah.
There's a bird called a kitchen dick?
Yeah. Somewhere there's a picture of a like an intersection, and it's the corner of like woodcock and kitchen dick. That's what it is.
Kitchen dick?
Yeah, and woodcock.
What the hell kind of bird is a kitchen dick? And woodcock, what kind of bird is a woodcock?
I don't. It's like a woodpecker, I think. But a kitchen dick is like a little a little brown sparrow kind of thing.
A kitchen dick.
A kitchen dick.
That's something I've learned. I did not know what a kitchen dick was until today. A kitchen dick.
Yep.
Wow. All right.
Not like the Bobbitt household.
I think
that'll be a nightmare.
I think the kitchen dick's a good place to move on out of your weird dreams like that. Let's drift into like nightmares. Have you ever had like a really bad nightmare? Like, I don't know, 20 years ago that you still remember to this day?
Yeah, most of them are weird stuff like, you know, that normal people don't worry about. Like, I'd have a dream that I got separated from my parents in the mall and stuff, and I couldn't find them anywhere. And
dude, I had a dream similar to that, and I've probably told it on the show before, because I'm sure we've actually done nightmares way in the past in the first 100-some episodes we've done.
Probably.
But anyways, I had this nightmare that I was on, like, some spaceship, and there's all these ant people walking around. They're like normal people, but they had ant heads, right? And so they didn't really freak me out or anything. I wasn't bothered by them. And I'm walking around with, like, my aunt and uncle and my mom and dad, you know, because I'm a little kid, so this is the only people I know anyway, so that's what I'm dreaming about. So we're walking around, and it's like a big botanical garden is what it looks like, and a big shield where you can see the stars outside. So we know we're on a planet, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's this little like, shack, little cottage pushed back in the woods a little ways. So I go walking over to it, and I found a coin that was sitting on the... on the, like, you know, on the step, I guess.
Yeah.
Right, so I pick up this coin, and I would later realize that it was, like, Yoda, or an image that kind of looked like Yoda on the coin. So I go to put it in my pocket.
May the fourth be with you.
Yeah, it's not the fourth anymore. Quit doing that. I don't want to hear that anymore. And then, see, you threw me off. Why did you have to do that?
You picked up the coin with Yoda's image on it.
Yeah, so I picked it up, and I put it in my pocket, and the ant people come running over to me, and they grab me up, right? And they take off their ant heads, and they're teenagers. And I'm fucking freaked out now for some reason. I'm scared. And they pull out these spray paint cans and start spray painting my face. And I woke up and I told my mom about this the next day while she was washing dishes. And she just kind of laughed at me. I was terrified about this for years. I'm 31 years old and I still remember it. Like every single detail of that goddamn. Oh, the ant people were fine. It's the teenagers. I couldn't take them.
And they sprayed spray paint in your face?
They spray paint my face, man. It scared the shit out of me. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, I'm sure. That would be terrifying.
This is one of the worst dreams I've ever had. I also had a dream when I was little. You know, I had a bed tent. You know those bed tents that you put on your bed?
Yeah.
So I was sleeping in my bed tent, and I had a dream that this alligator, it's a really creepy-looking alligator. I don't know if anyone's ever seen this. There was a children's book called Don't Talk to Strangers or something. It's this little rhymey thing, you know, about not talking to strangers.
Oh, yeah.
And there's this alligator that's in the water. He's really creepy-looking. Well, he came out, and he sat down in the little chair I had in the corner of my room, and he, like, was trying to talk to me all night. And I would unzip the mosquito net on it, and I'd look out at him. And I'd watch him and he'd go, I see you watching me. And I'd zip it back up and I'd lay back down. But I was dreaming all this. I wasn't really doing this.
Right.
And he tried to talk to me all night long, but I wouldn't answer him. And it felt like the longest dream ever. It scared the shit out of me, too.
The worst is when you, like, when you, like, are dreaming that you're going to take a piss. And, you know, you feel so full of piss in the dream. And then you finally get to the bathroom in the dream and you're pissing and pissing and pissing and pissing and pissing. And it never gives you any feeling of relief at all because in reality, I mean, you haven't really pissed and you still really need to. So, you know, it's just like the never-ending need-to-piss sensation.
I hate that. I hate that about dreams when you're like when you're dreaming that you're like boiling alive and it's because you have the covers all wrapped up on you and you're hot as shit and like you're boiling in your dreams. And when you wake up, you still think it's happening.
I remember one time when I was a little kid waking up and feeling like I was just absolutely boiling. And I felt like I was inside of one of those old style drink coolers in like a store where you had to kind of slide the lid open and reach in and grab the drink.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, like, man, if I could just slide this lid, I would be cold. I'd have a blast of cold air. And I thought, you know, I had the covers over my head or something. I had turned around and my head was down at the foot of the bed. And I was, like, completely covered up by all the covers.
Yeah, man, I hate when that shit happens. I hate when I get up, like, thrashing around and stuff.
That was a long, pointless story, and I apologize for
it's
that.
It's all right. We always tell long, pointless stories. It's better than our long, pointless pauses of silence that go on between every 30 seconds on this show as well. there's also some really good nightmares. You know, I asked if anyone had any good ones. Well, Corey.
Just like Haim and Feldman?
Yeah, like Corey and Corey.
Yeah.
Yeah, like License to Drive.
Yeah, like Strange and G.
Yeah, sure. So Corey, yeah, you threw me off. I was about to say, yeah, Corey Feldman wrote in, and he said, Corey Graham from the Midnight Horror podcast, that's how you know him.
Yeah.
He's gone on to do other cooler, greater things, but you don't pay attention to anything that goes on. So
not fair.
I know, it's never fair. And then, you know, Carver, Cadaver.
Yeah.
Carved. So, you know. So now you know who I'm talking about, these two people?
Yes.
Well, they posted some really great dreams on our Facebook page, so you need to go there and check them out. I'm going to read them on here if I can find them. I got to go find my iPod, unless you can pull up your Facebook and check it. Well, try. Try. See if you can pull it up. I read somewhere when I was looking at all this shit that I guess it was back in the 80s. There was something about how 18 some people from some foreign country came here, and they all supposedly died, and they think it was because of their nightmares that all these people died.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I should have actually printed it up so we could look it up. But if you just go look up 18 people die from nightmares, you'll see the news article that I saw. It was pretty cool.
But that, I mean, you know, cultures throughout time have had notions about, like, dream demons that...
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Yeah.
Like the Freddy Krueger. Well, isn't that, I mean...
And they're like a sign of some kind of abnormal brain activity, and, you know, that ends up, like, being what actually kills them.
Well, isn't that what Wes Craven even, you know, says when he's talking about Nightmare on Elm Street, that he did base it on some reality about some kid that, I don't know, down in South America or somewhere, like, really swore up and down. He was having these horrible nightmares,
right,
and someone's coming to get him, and he, like, died.
Right.
Died in his sleep.
Right.
So, yeah, that's all that, like, severe night terrors. You know, when they say you wake up thrashing around, your heart racing, like, it's different from a nightmare, man. Night terrors are just like...
Yeah, and sometimes you don't even, like, you wake up and you don't remember anything that's happened, but you have this, like, feeling of dread that it was something bad.
Yeah, the worst nightmare I've ever, the worst is, like, when you dream, and this happens multiple times, I'm sure you've done it too, where you dream, like, you get, like, a ton of money or a ton of pot or a ton of something cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wake up, and, like, sometimes it takes until you get in the shower, and you're like, man, I can't wait to smoke a little bit of that, or I can't wait to spend a little of that money, and you go, ah, fuck, man, it was a dream, it wasn't real. Isn't that, like, the worst goddamn feeling ever?
Yes.
Oh, that is a horror movie. That's a nightmare. Oh, God, I hope I haven't cursed myself. I don't want to dream like that tonight. Please don't. They tell you that you can do that, you know, like, if you have
you
a reoccurring...
set your dreams.
Yeah, if you have a reoccurring dream that you can, like, convince yourself with, like, safety words, like, you know, you... completely lay out in your head how the dream will go when it gets to a certain point. Like, say you have a dream that you're running through the woods and like furry unicorn like rapes you in the ass all the time, right? So you say, well, right when the furry unicorn finds me in the woods, we're going to play some dominoes. Then he's gonna fuck me in my ass, and then your dream will go that way. So, because I know you like to get the play in, the foreplay or the play or whatever it is before you get fucked in the ass by a furry Pegasus-like horse.
Yeah, I'm not sure that what a reach around from a fucking horse would be like.
Well, he might have that fucking, like, hoof rot. And then you're going to come home and, like, try to play it off, and your family's going to be like, you smell like dick cheese. Is that smegma? Is that horse smegma all over you?
Ew. That's gross.
I know. I got to gag it a little. It's fucking gross. I'm going to go find these
horses
dreams.
Can send out some fucking jets of it.
Yeah, you keep talking about that. I got to go find this. I got to go find these clips. Talk about a dream or something, you motherfucker.
I don't have any particular dreams that would be interesting to anyone. I You know, I don't dream a whole lot in all reality. I mean, if I have one every couple months that I actually remember, it's a miracle. But generally, you know, I just go to sleep and wake up and that's that. I've had a couple in the past couple weeks. They were mostly, you know, not about anything of any consequence, just normal day-to-day stuff. One time I had a nightmare about like the worst possible day at work, but you know, none of that really did anything. I mean, it didn't really bother me. I remembered it and everything, but it wasn't anything that was a big deal to me.
Dude, you're sweating like a whore on church and Christmas morning. What's going on over here? You're struggling
through
it? You're fucking stressing over here,
I'm not
man.
Sweating at all. I just have a greasy forehead.
Yeah, so all right, let's see. You couldn't pull it up?
Nope, I could not pull it up.
All right, so ouch. Corey Graham had this dream that he was walking around one time with his torso rotted out and missing. So he says it's from like the bottom of his rib cage to like his pelvis. There was just nothing.
Wow.
And only his spine was holding the top and the bottom of him together.
Ew.
He could see like all of his organs. He was concerned about getting an infection. He says while he was still walking around and it didn't hurt. But he was worried about getting an infection. You know, how gross that is. That makes me, but I understand because I had this dream one time where I had like this zit on my face and I went to like pop it and I kept picking and squeezing at it and I ripped my skin off and I could see my skeleton underneath. But it didn't hurt and I wasn't like, worried about like, oh my God, my skeleton. I was like, oh my, I'm so embarrassed. Someone's going to see this and know that I've been picking at my face. They're going to see my skeleton. That's what I was worried about. It was freaking me out.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And I'm trying to get to, that was Corey Graham, so that was awesome. I haven't gotten to the other one yet. All right, come on. Tell us another one of yours. Don't be a bitch. Everyone remembers their nightmares. Nightmares are so much easier to remember than dreams because they really scare the shit out of you. And that's where some of our best horror movies come from, people's nightmares.
Yeah, I haven't really had that many.
Well, you need to start doing something to make yourself have nightmares. Start eating at night. That's a good way to help kick in dreams.
It really doesn't for
well,
me.
Well, that's because you do it all the time. I don't know what to tell you.
Shit, I mean, I ate, like, you know, a whole order of cheese fries and a burger last night at 10 o'clock.
Yep, there it is.
What?
There it is.
You want me to read it?
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
It's the whole thing, but don't be gay. That's Carver, so don't be gay reading it. Just read it, you know. Let's see if you can pull off, like, if you were a good,
read
like...
Read it in my normal dulcet tones.
Try to read it like you would if you were reading Edgar Allan Poe.
Floating on air.
Edgar Allan Poe, y'all.
Hey.
Listen to me flow, y'all.
I'm ready, okay?
Baltimore Ravens, that's my team. I'm sorry.
Floating on air, face up, moving headfirst through what feels like a gargantuan graveyard, laying under a blanket of dirt and grass that could seemingly be pushed off and folded like a down comforter. Headstones with unreadable epitaphs are on either side of me until they're behind me, and I stop suddenly atop a hill. I cannot move and am frozen in air, staring up at the stars. Suddenly, gravity kicks in heavily, and I start falling backward into an open plot. Falling into the ground for what felt like 5 minutes of uncertain landing, I finally crash into something. Feeling little pain from the crash and looking around, I find that I am seated on a bar stool in an underground bar for the dead, or at least the decayed from the look of the rotting patrons. The bartender reaches over and grabs my skull with one hand. He uses the bone on the top of my eye socket to pop the cap off a bottle he holds in his other hand. I'm suddenly hit in the face from the left with the wide end of the open bottle that dislocates my jaw. My head is thrown back and held still while the bottle is emptied into my throat. It felt like coagulated moonshine that had been lit on fire. A decaying woman sitting on my left places her skeletal hand on top of mine, white-knuckling the bar top, and subtly removes my ring finger. She puts it to her lips and lights one end, inhaling deeply with a smile and sigh of relief. She motions to the others, and before I know it, all of my fingers and toes have been removed, and the bar is sitting under a cloud of smoke while everyone is celebrating wildly. Unable to move from my position nor speak, the woman on my left stands and moves in close to me, places an arm across my shoulders, then leans down to whisper something in my ear that I strain to hear over the chatter. Unable to make out the words being spoken, I feel her other hand starts moving down toward my waist as she bites down on my earlobe and the ear detaches from my head. I glance down and notice that her skeletal hand is now sitting upon my crotch. Glancing back at her, she grins maniacally and begins chewing my ear. With a gulp and lick on her lips, the lifeless eyes sitting in her head turn black, and I glance back down in horror, and her grip tightens, and then I wake up.
That was cool as shit, dude. That was awesome. I like that. That was cool. I wish I could describe dreams like that.
You want me to read the next one?
That is the same one, dude. You're just looking at different pictures of it. I just found one that was all together of it.
Oh.
Because I knew we didn't get internet out here, so right before I was like...
True that. What about the other Corys?
Oh, I'm sorry, Corey Graham, when you hear this, if you ever do, and realize that Dr. Dark completely blanked when I talked about yours and your seeing your organs and being worried about infection, and that he's just sitting over here twiddling his little dick, not listening to a goddamn word I'm saying.
Let me read it.
We've already done it.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You are a liar, sir.
I'm.
Let me read that.
I'm definitely not.
Let me read it.
It's gonna embarrass you.
No, it isn't. Let me
I didn't read it.
It
like you read yours.
Let
I
me
just
kind
of. Okay.
I had a dream that I was walking around with my torso rotted out and missing. From the bottom of my rib cage to my pelvis, there was nothing, and only my spine was holding the top and bottom of me together. I could see some of my organs and was concerned about getting an infection. Funny thing is that I was still walking around, and it didn't hurt.
Ah, yeah, that's basically everything I just said.
So why didn't you just read it instead of paraphrasing every sentence?
I don't know. I just figured that was the way to do it, and so I did it that way. And you did yours the way you did yours. So
all right, Sinatra, do it your way.
I did do it my way, you son of a bitch, and I'm going to leave you to go. Well, I'm not going to go check the score anymore. It's horrible. We're getting absolutely slaughtered.
Man, they could have brought some friggin' Vaseline over to MSG.
Yeah, well, I'll be glad to listen to this episode when I get to hear it so I can hear the other hosts, because I hear the dumb nonsense that we're rambling on our end. I want to hear the nightmares they're going to talk about.
Yeah, hopefully they have, you know, some more, something substantial. I've had some weird dreams, and, you know, it's kind of weird. I don't think I've ever really mentioned it to anybody, but I've had dreams before, like, that my dad was there. But he didn't talk.
What do you mean?
I mean, he was there, but he didn't speak. He was just there.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? I wish we had, like, a dream dictionary.
I don't have a clue. But, you know, he used to talk in dreams, and, you know, and then now he doesn't.
Well, why aren't you talking about this one that you have written down here on about your dreams? The dream that you have about flowers blooming little dicks everywhere. And that you go running through the field with a lollipop.
Running through
going,
a field of
la,
dicks.
La, la, la. La, la, la. And there's little dicks blooming out of flowers, and they're spurting like this big tunnel of cum, and you're just running underneath it, and there's a rainbow out, and the sun is shining, the big smiley face, and you're in your little schoolboy outfit, and your big blue hat, and you're holding your school book with that long, you know, bookmark that hangs out of it, or no, that's that strap that holds them all together, because you're not, you know, you're in, like, old-timey school, and you got that big lollipop, you know, the ones that are, like, red and white and swirled in the middle, and you're like, la, 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 and there's just big dicks going, just sprouting everywhere, going,
dude. Speaking of which, let me talk about another dream.
Yeah, talk about another one of your dreams. That one's played out now.
So the first and one of just a handful of actual nocturnal emissions that have occurred in my during my existence, I had this dream that I was like in the mall bathroom, and there was this chick that was naked, and she was just going around giggling and trying to piss in the urinals by backing her ass up and, like, squatting down and peeing in the sink and, like, peeing in the drains in the floor and all kinds of stuff. So this bitch was peeing everywhere, and then I come in to use one of the urinals, and I'm like, oh, you like that bitch? You want to look at that? You want me to fuck you with it?
And, oh, my and God.
Then, and then I fucking let it loose.
Oh, shit. We don't expect anything less from Dr. Dark.
I think that was my first wet dream.
You know, I used to have nightmares a lot when we used to go to that goddamn poorhouse. That place used to make me sick, and then I'd have nightmares after that place.
Yeah, I often, or not often, because I only went up there once, but I had this, like, feeling of, like, dread and just, when I got up beside it that night, and I just had to get away.
Do you ever have nightmares where you, like, get out of your bed and you float somewhere?
Not so much float.
Do you ever have dreams like when you were, like, a little
standing
kid?
Standing float, like, hover float, you, like, hover around.
Isn't it funny how your fears, like, really change how your dreams are when you're older?
Right.
Like now you dream about different stuff, you know, like people shooting you or killing you. And, you know, if it's a nightmare, but when you're young, the fears that you have, like I used to have the dream where I'd like trip on the top step and I could see that I was going to fall down the steps and it was really, really going to hurt, but you can never land. You just slowly are floating down to that last step.
Floating everywhere.
And it's just the longest second that you know it's going to hurt so fucking bad when you hit. I hate those.
And then you kind of wake up with a like a catch.
Yeah.
And some people, you know, say that if you actually hit that you'd die.
Yeah, I don't know. I was a little kid. I don't know. No one said that to me.
Isn't that like the superstition that, you know,
something
like
that.
We have that sense of falling. If you don't shake yourself out of it, if you hit, you'll die.
But how do you shake yourself out of it? I mean, I'm aware I'm dreaming sometimes and can't do anything about it. I'm aware that I'm in a dream.
I don't know how it works, dude, but sometimes when you get that sensation, you just kind of jump and you're like, oh.
Have you ever dreamed before that, like, you've woke up, like, for a normal day, but you're somewhere so far away from your home and you have no idea how you got there and you have to go through, like, a whole day of this?
Yeah. Never? Yeah.
It's horrible, man. I've dreamed
about waking up and taking a shower and getting dressed and going to work, like, throughout the night. And then by the time I actually have to wake up in the morning, I wake up feeling like I've put in like a half a day's work already.
Oh, I hate those where you dream that you've been doing a lot of action, so you wake up really tired.
Yeah.
But, you know, they say that, what was that one scary stories to tell in the dark? Where the guy kept having these weird dreams that, you know, a witch was riding on his back to the countryside all the time and come to find out right. She was really like putting her like thing on, you know, or what's the thing for the horse and the horse bit and what is it?
The bridle.
The bridle. There we go. Was putting it on the horse or putting it on him and turning him into a horse and riding him all over the countryside every night
right.
So he's waking up all tired. Don't they also say, like, if you wake up and you have your eyes open but you can't move, you can just lay there. You can't move around. You can't do anything. Don't they say that, like, a witch is still trapped in your spine, like a witch has jumped in your body and hasn't left your spine?
God, that's kind of scary.
Well, think about what Nightmare is based off of. You know, it's not really the mare like a horse. You know, we always picture the black horse, the Nightmare. But it's like a mare was like a word, you know, back in the, you know, I can't remember if it was Roman mythology, whoever it was, whatever it was, they believed that it was like a goblin or an orc and it would come and sit on your chest and like cause you to have all these bad dreams and shit.
Wow.
It's like, what was that movie that just came out with all the,
I don't know, but I saw a picture the other day of someone that we know with their CPAP machine on their thing and he had captioned the picture, up your nose with a rubber hose. There's a fucking rubber hose on his nose for the CPAP.
Oh, my God, man. What the fuck, dude?
Oh, it's crazy.
So, okay, you threw me off. What were you talking about, you dick?
I don't know.
It's not funny. I'm going to punch you.
Ouch. Ouch. Stop.
Well, quit doing that. Fucking threw me off. You had to tell your story about the CPAP, man. In the middle of nightmares, you talk about something like
that. You're talking about the fucking thing sitting on your chest.
Oh, no, I was talking about that movie, that kid's movie, Legends of the Guardians, with, like, the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus and all that shit. That's what that guy's doing, the bad guy, like, the darkness. He's, like, going around with, like, making these nightmares and, like, you know, fucking with kids' dreams and shit.
Like the BFG, man. You're out of
the big fucking gun?
No, the big friendly giant, how he used to go around and blow his dream flute in the...
Isn't that one of those Roald Dahl books?
Yeah.
The BFG. Roald Dahl also did Witches, right?
He did The Witches, he did James and the Giant Peach, he did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Some of those all had that real dark Tim Burton feel to it, too. Didn't Tim Burton do one of those kids' books or poetry books? It was like Oyster Boy, The Lonely Death of Oyster Boy.
Yeah,
and
something
all
like that, yeah.
Those were pretty cool, I like those. Hey, speaking of that, Horror Hound, this month, or what do you know how Horror Hound is every other month
right?
It's got Beetlejuice, the cartoon on the cover.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
And they have something about 1983, the year of the sequel.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but they've got a thing on Beetlejuice in the horror cartoons.
Huh.
It's fucking awesome. Do you remember, that was that one horror cartoon about the, like, monsters in high school?
Oh, shit.
It's not Monster High, because that's that new girly shit.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
What I can't remember.
I don't know either.
Damn, it's going to piss me off, but that was a cool show. And Real Monsters on Nickelodeon.
Right,
that was cool.
It is, it is.
Yeah, but back to nightmares. I guess I'm out of nightmares, aren't you? I'm sure I can think of more, but I just...
Like I was saying earlier, I don't really remember a lot of dreams, so I don't remember a lot of stuff. Just the really, really weird ones stick out to me.
You should try to eat like a lot of chocolate before you go to bed. You either have a really bad nightmare or you'll shit yourself.
Or both.
Either one would be a nightmare when you wake up and you realize that your shit's all over your wife's back and somehow you have to clean it up without her waking up and noticing that you've shit on her back.
I would wake her up and be like, you need to change the bed because I have just fucking diarrheaed everywhere. I have created just a river of just feces.
A river of shit.
A river of feces is running through our bedroom at this point.
Yikes. So what are we going to be doing on some upcoming episodes? What are some topics? You know, why don't we get them out there so people can put their input in as well?
Sure. I mean,
we enjoy listener.
We'll talk more about some of the stuff we've been talking about, our TV shows, what we think of those, and then some of the movies and stuff.
Some of the movies and stuff. Yeah, you're just like phoning this one in, aren't you? The last 10 minutes, no, you've just kind of been phoning this episode in.
No way.
We've just put up like 2 half quality episodes to make 1 full quality episode. Nah, I'm not even.
Not
full.
True. Yeah. Not true.
Like I said, we depend on our other hosts. We need their interaction.
Need you at this point.
I'll be glad when we can interact with them. Then maybe I won't always have to like attack you.
Yeah, that could be good.
Then I can attack Webula. He's the only other one I'm going to attack.
You can attack him. You're not going to attack Brett?
Yeah, because Brett always attacks me for being Canadian. I'm not Canadian. I talk like a Canadian.
Buddy.
Yeah, but I don't usually talk Canadian until Brett's around.
Right.
I don't until Undead's around.
That's true.
I know I mentioned last episode, but he's got a really cool segment coming up.
I'm glad.
He's got a cool segment coming up. And Frey, I see Frey's come back.
Yeah.
Frey said Satan's going to be listening.
Yeah, I know. I tried to type back. I clicked like on it, and then I tried to type back.
How cool would it be if we could convince Frey?
I tried to type back that
to do Halloween.
I wished I had a love button, and I think I typed something about being turgid, and I think Facebook deleted it because I couldn't go back and find it later.
You just had overwhelming gayness. That's why they deleted it. But yeah, Frey, maybe Satan could come back for Halloween.
Maybe so, Danny.
It's been like years since we've done a Halloween episode.
It has.
Because even when we were recording the show, we barely got
forward to putting out some more Halloween bullshit. It's been a while since people got a dose of our Halloween bullshit.
You know how else we need to save us? Speaking of Frey, because he used to save us back in the day with filling in the blanks.
Yes, absolutely.
We can always use Mike Bracken around. Mike Bracken's great to have on. He knows all this shit.
Yeah.
We go, Mike Bracken, what are we talking about right now? We're talking about this movie. We don't know what it is. What is it? And he just...
Yep. He's probably already written 3...
Where you're a river of shit, Mike Bracken is like a river of knowledge.
Yeah,
you two are the polar opposites.
He's like a crystal spring geyser over there. And
you're just like brown waterfalls.
Yeah, I'm like the fucking Golgothan shit demon.
Dogma.
Dogma, yeah.
Wait, was it Dogma?
Yes, yeah, Dogma. Exactly.
Ooh, so, yeah, you know what? I want to talk about some haunted houses or something.
Okay.
Some creepy shit. We need to go see some creepy shit. I want to go to some of these ghost towns. I found a ghost town in Virginia. There's
really?
Actually 2 or 3 of them. There's
really?
Actually one down near Virginia Beach when we go to the 20-year-old concert Warped Tour.
Hell yeah.
Washwoods or Woodwash.
Uh-huh.
It's a little town. It's now in the national park. It supposedly was built by a bunch of shipwreck survivors. Because, right out there where this part of Virginia Beach is the graveyard of the Atlantic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they believe that they built the town out of things that washed ashore.
Holy crap.
So there's still like a church steeple standing, the cemetery. There's like, some other things around there. But, yeah, we should go check it out. It's the closest thing we have to a ghost town. If anyone someone out there has got to go to a ghost town, take some pictures. Please send them in. I want to see
some
shit.
West Virginia and stuff.
I want to see some of that shit.
Definitely.
All right, so we're going to have some cool shit coming up, hopefully. And we're going to have all the hosts together here soon. So soon you'll see the world will fall apart. when all these voices get together,
they'll be like,
destroy the world.
Are Danny and Dr. Dark still on there? Because they haven't said anything for 25 minutes.
It's because we'll be sleeping somewhere. I'll be sleeping and you'll be masturbating in a corner somewhere.
I'll be on POV.
I'm sure you will. I'm trying to suck your own dick. All right, so the usual things.
Broadcast.
Go to Facebook.com.
Yeah, please. Go to Facebook and like us. Come into our
go to the
group.
It's wide open. You can go check it out before you join. If you don't want to join, it's at Facebook.com/groups/The Midnight Horror Show.
All right.
You don't have a group number. You just put in The Midnight Horror Show and you'll go to the group.
You can just search it too.
Like us on Facebook. Check us out on iTunes and give us a nice little review if you don't mind. We haven't had one since 2012, and that was a one star for being out of service.
Yeah, exactly. We haven't exactly been lighting it up on that.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to try to locate some of the episodes between 100 and wherever we stopped and add them to that archived feed so people can check them out there. That you can also find on iTunes. Right now it has episodes 1 through 100 if you want a flashback.
Yeah, if you want a blast from the past.
All right, go to email us at midnighthorrorshow@yahoo.com or give us a call at 206-203-4556. What did I say?
You said it correctly.
What did I say?
206-203-4556.
There we go. Any closing words that you have to say? Any words of wisdom you want to shine upon your faithful listeners?
There is.
Wow. And I'm sure everyone actually heard that giant turd that just shot out of your ass. Glad you're yo-yoing a brown boy over there and smearing it in your undies. You sick fucking bastard. We'll see you next week if he doesn't fucking shit out his organs.